Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Vacation Station Travel and Leisure Show. Hey, everybody. Super excited to air our first Thursday Travel to Larry series here on Big Blend Radio. And today we are going to talk about winter in California's Sequoia Country. So Tulare County is home to Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks, Sequoia National Forest, and the giant Sequoia National Monument. And then all the communities that make up Tulare County, like Suzanne Bianca's here. She's from Visit Visalia. So Visalia is the actual county seat. It also includes Woodlake, Porterville, Tulare itself, Exeter, Three Rivers, Lindsay. Am I leaving anybody out, Suzanne? I got to get all these towns here.
Springville, Dinuba.
Can't. Yeah, they just had their raisin festival over fall. But also very happy.
Woodlake.
Yeah. Wow, I know.
You might have said them all.
I think we got them. But basically, there's a lot of communities to visit. Most of them are agricultural communities. So we're talking about California's breadbasket. And there's just, I mean, when it comes to food this winter, because we all like to have those good nibblies, right? This region really knows how to put out all the stops for that. And you may, you know, work up quite an appetite going up into the parks and forest this time of year, maybe snowshoeing, hiking. So very excited to have Cynthia Kawasaki Yee back on the show from the National Park Service. So welcome back, Cynthia. How are you?
Thank you for having me again. Doing great.
So I know you guys don't quite have snow yet, but you think it's coming this year? Are we going to have to play with Rudolph in the snow?
I hear we have a winter coming and snow, and we're excited to see snow again on the ground. Our sequoias look, I think, their best when they are draped in white, wintry snow. So we hope we get snow, but in moderation this year compared to last year.
Yeah. And this year, people should know to look at the park website, nps.gov/SEKI, for any alerts in case there is a lot of snow. If you have to put snow chains on or, you know, all that good stuff, we can do that right to our carts. Not that hard.
Yep. It's any time of year. Our website is the number one place to go as a visitor for trip planning, even if it's on your drive up. Just checking our website. You can download there's one National Park Service app now where you can get all of your different parks that you're visiting all in one app. And you just look for Sequoia wow. Kings Canyon in there, and you'll be able to see the alerts and just see what to expect when you're coming up into the parks. Because you're driving up and you're lower elevation, you're going through the valley and you're in California, you might have really great weather, and going up and, you know, really traversing thousands of feet in elevation in about 45 minutes, it can be a drastic change with weather and conditions. And so we really recommend people to just take a second and prepare and just know what to expect on your way up.
Mm-hmm. And then there's always the communities to visit, right, Suzanne? For people to go and go hiking during the day, in the evening, come on down. And unless you're going to go, you could go snow camping. And we can talk about that again, too. But that's for other people, not for me.
That's not for me either. Yeah.
Yeah. There's hotels, right, Suzanne?
That's the reason we have hotels. You don't have to sleep in the snow.
Yeah. It's like that's a little bit going too far. But for some of us, we enjoy that, right? And camping out there. And there's a lodge in there as well. So, but hotel-wise, I mean, Tulare County has quite a few hotel rooms.
Yeah, there's a lot of hotel rooms and a lot of hotels in a broad spectrum of type of hotels. So depending on what a family's budget is, there's lots of places to stay, from, you know, the fun boutique style hotel, the Darling in downtown Visalia, to all of the major chains that are, have limited service properties. They're, you know, in every budget, there's a great property for them.
And that's going to be extra important this year because the Waxahachie Lodge that's in the park, that's typically open over the winter months, that's going to close soon after New Year's this year. It'll be closed, I think it's January 7th through sometime in March. And so really planning ahead and just playing that longer commute for those that would typically stay in the park. Unfortunately, that won't be available this year, which is something different to plan for.
Oh, that's good for us to know about. Now, do people really go camping in the snow?
They do. We have 20 campsites that are open every year in Grant Grove on the Kings Canyon side. It's called Azalea Campground. And no matter what, how much or how little snow we get, we have campers up there. Typically, people come in trailers, so they bring, you know, they're sleeping indoors, you know, while they're camping. But yeah, there's some pretty hardy people out there who will tent camp in the snow.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Hey, but you know, that could be magical for kids too, to be up in, you know, and then once you're up there and you can go out hiking. And can you hike around like some of the main trails, like Round Meadow at Big Trees Trail, and see like the General Sherman, General Grant tree easily if it snows?
Absolutely. Yeah. We do recommend bringing your spikies and, you know, a little traction control for your shoes and wearing the proper waterproof footwear if you can. Because it does get very slippery and icy as it cools, and, you know, it warms up during the day and it cools overnight. But it's so beautiful. It's a beautiful time of year to come visit, and I wouldn't let any of that stop anyone from coming and experiencing the magic of winter in Sequoia.
And take hot chocolate with you.
Yeah. You know, make it a really fun experience. Get, you know, bring as many cozy layers and drinks as you can.
And chocolate.
Well, and there's opportunities for snowshoeing in the parks as well. So snowshoeing past giant sequoia trees, that is a once in a lifetime amazing thing to experience. So,
and how many people get to do that? So it's a special experience. How many people can say they snowshoed in the Sequoia National Park?
Yeah. Not me yet. Yeah. It's really just about having the right clothing. And, that's a good point about the shoes, the spikies you were saying, because I thought I could get around in Wisconsin snow in hiking boots and found my butt in the ice more than once, quite a few times, and it was quite painful. So my hot chocolate got spiked with something later, but I did learn on the fly at a friend who's used to that kind of weather, and she's like, Lisa, just go get your big socks and put them over your shoes. Because it gives you more traction. So if you are stuck in a situation, that might be, I, you know, didn't do it, but by that time we were out of it. But I don't know if that really helps or not, but your socks, I'm talking about those really big socks. If you have the big socks, put them on over your shoes. Who knows, you know? So, okay, we should talk about the trek to the nation's Christmas tree. You want to tell everybody about that? Because that goes to Kings Canyon, right?
Yeah, it's a fee-free day, a really special fee-free day for both parks. The event is in Grant Grove and Kings Canyon National Park. It's the, I believe we're at like the 90th annual. We're approaching the centennial of this really special event. It's with the City of Sanger and the National Park Service. And really, we're celebrating the General Grant tree as not only being the second largest tree in the world, but also being the nation's Christmas tree, which not many people would realize that here in California, we have the nation's Christmas tree in our backyard. And it's also the only living shrine to the men and women who fought and died in war. And so we have a really special moment during the ceremony where we try to have a veteran who is working for the NPS currently. So a military veteran who's currently employed with Sequoia Kings Canyon. And this year, the fire chief for Sanger, who's also a Navy veteran, they will both be placing a wreath at the base of the General Grant tree. And we just really honor, those wonderful people who've sacrificed their lives for our freedoms during this event. And so it's just a really, really beautiful event. You have carolers, you have really great remarks. You have the park superintendent, you have the City of Sanger, and you really get to hear about the history of this event and the history of how this tree and these, commemorations of this tree came to be. And it's just always just a lovely day in the parks. It's the second Sunday of every year. So this year it's on Sunday, December 10th, and it starts in the afternoon. It starts, I believe, 2:30 or 3 o'clock. It's a beautiful event. Great outing for the family.
And, you know, this really ties also to the history of, you know, you've got the General Highway. When we talk about military history with General Sherman and General Grant, they have some pretty interesting history about sometimes not liking each other and liking each other. We actually did a podcast with this with our military historian, Mike Guardia, about the two generals. And it's pretty fascinating, their history and how Lincoln gets in the middle. Anyway, That's a whole other show.
For another podcast.
and I'll just mess up all the history and all the historians will come yelling at me. So don't yell at me. I didn't write it. I didn't do it. I wasn't there. But it is really interesting, you know, when you think about so much at that time, our park service, our highways, you know, even think about Lincoln Highway, were named after generals and after presidents and our military folks. So, it's very interesting about that. I want to go over to you, Suzanne, because it does stay a little warmer down in the foothills, in the towns, but you get to have those beautiful snow-capped views, don't you, from being down in the valley. Nope, she's muted.
Sorry, there we go. Yep. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah. So it is nice to be down on the valley floor and be able to look up at the mountains in the snow and not have to actually live in it on a day-to-day basis or drive in it, more importantly, on a day-to-day basis. So it's really fun to see all the towns down here are all decorated for the holidays. The Candy Cane Lane is what they've renamed Main Street through downtown. So it's got the boughs stretched across the street and the lights are all up. And it's just really looking like a little winter wonderland down here without this having to live in the snow.
That's cool, though. I mean, and so the twinkly lights, to me, that's the magic, too.
Yeah,
who doesn't
really
want
fun.
So do the twinkly lights stay all the way through January so people know for the rest of the month they can go enjoy that through all the communities? Pretty much all the communities are doing it, right? They all get dressed up.
Yeah. It's really charming to see all the communities dressed up in sort of a you know, nostalgic way. So it's a great way to experience sort of the simpler times of yesteryear, maybe. Yeah, that might be a funny way to describe it, but it is a really, you know, fun time of year. And it's so nice to see all the lights and the garland up and just really, you know, we're going to celebrate that with our walking in a winter wonderland, you know, wine walk through downtown coming up and Christmas at the plaza in downtown. So all these great events that are happening, you know, not only here in Visalia, but across the county are just really something that can make the holiday special.
And a lot of the shops will stay open a little later, something, you know, and depending on the community, right? So you can go get some extra shopping in. And that's what I think is so cool about Tulare County. I know we talked about this on the last show, but still, you know, shopping in smaller communities is so much more fun. And you know that you're directly supporting a small business, which directly impacts a community. So that's a super fun thing to do. And you guys have really good, like, foodie places and restaurants. I don't know. The snow kind of makes me feel hungry. I don't know about you girls.
When you're hiking, you do get hungry. Well, you know, it's been really amazing after COVID and restaurants really working hard throughout COVID to keep active and keep their client base happy. New restaurants are opening up. There's so many exciting new things happening throughout the county. It's just really a fun, like sort of foodie paradise. There is the brewery district is growing here in town. Lots of new restaurants and places opening up. So, you know, that's a fun way to kind of to discover a community is to, you know, eat their food. So, you know, heading to all the, you know, from the little mom and pops to the bigger restaurants, there's so much to explore when you're here. Mm.
What a great perk of anyone coming back to visit, because you can say, oh, I already went to Sequoia last year. I already went. I've been there before. But every time you come, you not only get to come see the parks again, but there's could be just you could try all new different things when you're in the valley, down in the communities. And every time you come, you could just not have to repeat restaurants if you didn't want to.
Yeah, the restaurants itself. I mean, and then the breweries and wine. Hello, you were talking about wine. But there's also a lot of art and entertainment too. And I think that's the other thing. Like you've got the Fox Theater downtown. Isn't Jose Feliciano visiting you soon?
Yeah. The weekend of the trek to the nation's Christmas tree. Jose Feliciano is the night before and Christmas at the Plaza is that Saturday. So gosh, that'd be a great weekend to come visit because there's a lot to do, that are very, holiday centric, activities. So it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Jingle Bell Run, the 5K run.
Ooh, now that's for somebody else. Those are for people who really, really camp in the snow.
That'll work up an appetite.
But you know what? I think Cynthia is really right, though. Every time you go, there's something different. Every time you go to a park, you know, the park there or the forest, there's another trail to explore. And then exploring the different seasons. So the park changes with each season. I think we've done, yeah, we have done every season in the park now. I can say that, which, you know, spring and the redwoods are in bloom and all the wildflowers come up. Summer, obviously the waterfalls and all of that and the greenery. Fall, the fall colors come in. Obviously the sequoias are like, here's some giant cinnamon fall color for you. But then the winter and the snow, I remember celebrating New Year's Eve in the park. Before it got dark and, just, it was, there was a little bit of snow, but it was just enough to make it magic and perfect and not have to worry. So it is different, but because here you're this amazing growing zone, sequoia trees, right? And then if you go in the valley, you've got all these crops, all the nuts, all the, you know, the vegetables and the fruits. And I know a lot of the restaurants, when it, depending on the season, will work with the local foods. You've got cheesemakers, you've got all kinds of things going on, right? And so the towns themselves really seem to celebrate the season because it does go with the agriculture, I think, you know?
Yeah, this year, just sort of speaking of agriculture, this year we decided to do something a little different, and we have a fruit picking ladder, which are long, skinny, or tall, skinny ladders that fit up into the trees so that they can pick the fruit off of them. We have that set up as a holiday tree. So it's, a really fun thing. Come look in our window and you'll see a tree that is not a tree. It's really a ladder that has all of these orange ornaments on it and a little bit of green too. And it's sort of a modern riff, but not really modern, on the orange trees, which are a huge crop here in the area. So it's kind of a nod to our agricultural roots here. It's just something fun, something different. I really love it. It's just a really unique tree.
And when you think about all the oranges, aren't they ready? Or is orange season over now?
No.
Depends on. Oh, it's yeah. Now.
Now there's, I'm not a grower, but they pick oranges, I feel like 10 months out of the year. So there are different varieties that are harvested at different times of the year. So that's why a lot of people,
you guys all have mandarins on your table over the holiday season, don't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying chocolate and orange. Anybody for that?
Yeah.
I am. Sounds good to me. So we know food, doesn't matter what season, food, shopping, more food, and cocoa, and then the parks for that energetic, thing. So what I know that you were talking about the park. Some things have opened up this year. I know you've gone through so much over the last, I would say, year and a half, 2 years of fires and weather. But since some things will open up this year, some things may open up next year, do you think? I know Crystal Cave, that should take a little bit longer, right?
Yeah, that won't be open for next year, we don't think. Something that is happening to keep on your minds is the annual Christmas bird count that Sequoia Parks Conservancy hosts every year. That's coming up. I believe that's the 16th of December, and that's a free public event. Anyone can come out and help us count all of the birds in the foothills. And so it's a really great event. And then we also, Sequoia Parks Conservancy is now booking for stays at the Pear Lake Winter Hut, which is a really cool, it's one of our wilderness ranger huts, the cabins that are out in wilderness near Pear Lake. It's a trek to get there. And depending on weather, right now there's no snow, but once we do have snow, people will cross country ski or snowshoe and just really have a really great experience getting out there. But then you can stay with a few of your best friends and stay in this really cool winter cabin out in the middle of wilderness, Sequoia National Park wilderness. And again, not for everyone. It's, you're staying in close quarters, but what a really great experience. And so you can, reserve your spot now on their website at sequoiaparksconservancy.org.
That's amazing. So that really goes to different lodging experiences, Suzanne.
Yeah.
Do you get a lot of Airbnbs in the region too? Mm-hmm. Those kind of like more VRBOs, rentals for people?
Yeah. I think we heard there's like 290 just in the Three Rivers, town of Three Rivers, right outside the Sequoia National Park entrance gate. And I mean, in the entire area, all of, Tulare County.
Yeah, they have definitely a place in the communities for sure.
And bed and breakfast too. You have some bed and breakfast.
Not
a huge
yeah, a
amount,
few,
but
not a
some.
lot, but there's, yeah, there's a few that are in the area that are kind of
Okay,
fun to
cool.
do. And I was thinking, you know, as the year draws to an end, people start looking at what their resolutions are for 2024. And, I know that the Park Service just released the annual list of fee-free days in 2024. So people that want to make their New Year's resolution to get outside and explore these amazing, national parks. I mean, California is just rich with so many outdoor spaces. 9 national parks here in the state itself is amazing, but, make a list and plan on coming on the days that it's free to enter and,
I
take
love
advantage
that.
of some of these events. Yeah.
The
Start
first
planning
one is
now.
on January 15th for MLK Day. So come on out. It's always good to come out. But if, you know, if money is, you know, I mean, inflation, right? And some people just don't have the money these days. And especially after the holiday season, no excuse. It's free. Come on up. Enjoy your national parks. These are your parks to enjoy. And a few fee-free days throughout the year, I think it's a really good way to invite our locals or just people who can't otherwise afford to come up with their families. Just come on up and enjoy these areas.
I mean, it's the best, the most cost-effective vacation you could possibly have. I mean, I think an annual or a pass, a 7-day pass is $35, and it's good for 7 consecutive days. I mean, that's pennies on the dollar for a family vacation that is just absolutely the most memorable thing you can have. Seeing giant sequoia trees in the snow is a absolute must. It's, I think, one of my favorite sights ever, because that cinnamon colored bark against the white snow is just spectacular. And you can do snowshoeing. And I think even does the Park Service lead some of those snowshoeing walks, Cynthia?
We do. Yeah. Out of Giant Forest Museum. We have ranger led walks. I've done one of those. It's a really great experience. It's a small group. It's not that many people. And you get to walk around the Big Trees Trail and Round Meadow. And just, you know, it's a special experience to have a park ranger telling you really the highlights of this magical area that I think you just would otherwise not hear or know or realize the history of these places. And it's a free, just a free offering for the public.
Yeah.
I love it.
There's not many places where things are free like that, by the way.
I know. And I wanted to touch on the programs. I mean, I'm just going to say a National Park Service pass, the actual, like the Golden Age pass, all of those passes are awesome stocking stuffers, just say. And even if you purchase it online, you know, and for your friends and family, I think that's a really good thing. It could be a family purchase is to get the annual pass, you know, for everyone.
Because it's for the car. It's for everybody in your vehicle, right? So it's not just for a person. It's for everyone in your vehicle. So load it up or load up the family station wagon with as many as you can and come on
in. I want station wagons to come back in popularity. And I think they slowly are. But the other part is, isn't there a program for fourth graders and also for veterans? And we should talk about for seniors too, because those are some special programs.
Definitely, yes. Fourth graders can still get a free park pass for them and their family. So if you have a fourth grader in the family, really great time to come go explore the outdoors. You get in for free. And if you have multiple children, you can do that many times. There's no cap. Or bring a family friend with a fourth grader. Go traveling
with
them.
That's cool.
Something else that the Forest Service is doing, and I'll kind of represent the Forest Service because they work so closely with us and they're our neighbors here, is they have this new program, and I guess it's more for local families, but it's the ability, they are offering free Christmas trees for families with fourth graders. So along the same idea of benefits for families with fourth graders, they are offering pre-cut Christmas trees from the Forest Service to families with a fourth grader. And so you just have to kind of go online and do the thing, but it's what a great, you know, another great perk for anyone with a fourth grader in the family.
And families, the budgeting is important. It's crucial. I mean, it can add up so fast, especially, you know, fourth grade, then they start getting into the teenage years and then they eat the entire fridge. I mean, literally.
Especially real Christmas trees are pretty pricey. So
yeah. Yeah. I mean, so that's a great thing. So a family is being able to afford, and like, if, and then if you buy a pass, What a cool thing for kids to get involved. And hey, there's all kinds of national park games and stuff for the holidays too. But a way for a family to say, okay, we're going to go and invest in experiences, which would be travel and go to park communities and let the kids help plan the vacation, even learn how to do budgeting and things like that to, plan these, hey, we're going to the Sequoias. Okay, where are we going to stay? What are we going to do? And of course, the kids need to earn their junior ranger badge. I was getting to that point because that's cool.
Yes.
We all
Yeah.
want those badges. Adults too.
Yep.
We have
And
one.
going back real quickly to the special passes that are free for our
Oh, yes.
veteran and our active military members and their families, and for senior, the discounted discounted passes for seniors, and then also the anyone with accessibility issues. We have a pass there, so just go on
Oh.
our website, go to just the general NPS website, and just look at the different categories of passes. You may qualify for a free or discounted park pass without maybe realizing it. And so just spending a little bit of time, I think it'll be worth your time. And then those sorry, military, the veteran passes, those are now good. You used to have to renew them every year. You now get a physical card that you can keep moving forward. So just definitely invest a little bit of time. Ask about it at the entrance station. If you don't have time to look into it, ask about it at the entrance station. Our friendly rangers will help you with that process.
That's cool. And Suzanne, over in your region and in the valley, do a lot of the businesses give military discounts? I know Memorial Day and Veterans Day is not here, but I think this is something that should be year round and discussed about, especially over the holidays when things add up. Are there programs in the region?
There are, I don't know specifically who is
Yeah.
offering them now. I know a couple of restaurants and things like that, and other businesses that do offer discounts. So it's always good to ask and, have the military card with them too as proof. And, absolutely.
And seniors too. A lot of hotels give discounts to seniors. So check that out as well when you travel. So there's programs. So it just means get out there and travel. There's no excuse. We took it away and it's a beautiful area. So, okay. So, I love to ask this question every show, like what the season is. I want to know your ultimate winter day with your family and friends, okay, or day or weekend, and you're not working, either one of you, which I know is a rare thing. So let's start with you, Suzanne. Let's hear your favorite winter day because next time we talk, it will be in the middle of winter.
Well, let's see. Talking about snowshoeing through the giant sequoias has got to be a must do. Now that pre is predicated on the fact that the sun is shining, because I don't want to do that when the snow is coming down, but I want the snow already to be there. And, with a ranger-led snowshoe through the thing through the park, past the gigantic sequoia trees, is absolutely a dream come true. If I had some time off and could head on up and do that midweek, I would love that.
And now, what about for food? What are you doing afterwards?
Oh, well, I'm drinking hot chocolate, of course.
With
So,
marshmallows.
yeah, and maybe a little splash of Bailey's. I'm not sure about
Oh, yeah. Ah, yeah. I'm
that,
with you. Hey, if you did your workout, you're allowed. So.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, I just, and spending time with family and friends, I just really would enjoy that.
What about you, Cynthia?
I live in Visalia, and so perfect day. And what I do with my friends is we pick up burritos from a local Mexican spot in town in Visalia, and we actually drive up Highway 180 into Kings Canyon, because that I get not, car sick with really windy drives. So my favorite way to go up into the parks is 180 from Visalia, which is only, I want to say, like 15, 20 minutes longer than if you go up the Sequoia side from Visalia. And it's much less windy. You go up and you hit snow and you get into the Sequoias, I think, just quicker that way. And we would go into the Kings Canyon entrance. We would go explore the General Grant tree, and then I would drive across the top. This is the time of year we do close the road across between the two parks, after the new year, once weather and snow, when all of that happens. But for now, I would go drive across the top into Sequoia National Park, go do something similar, go explore, go see the John Sherman tree, go on a ranger-led walk, and then just drive back out the Kings Canyon side again. I love driving between the parks. I love exploring both parks in one day. And then when we got back to town, I personally really like Pita Kebab is one of my favorite places to go eat and take friends. They have the beer, they have the food. It's really, really, really tasty.
What about tamales?
They're very centrally located, close to downtown.
What about tamales? Who's got good tamales? Tis the season for tamales.
That's a good question.
I like the homemade.
Yeah.
Unofficial, not in a restaurant tamales.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have some friends who make those and they deliver them to me, so I don't have to go to a restaurant. They're delicious. Such a fun activity to do. I love that.
Making tamales. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a nice family thing to do, and you can get your ingredients locally, you know. I was just thinking about all the cheeses and all the gourmet things that you can put on your table. You know, if you're in Tulare County or, you know, shop online or go visit, the amazing array of cheese and chocolate and, you know, oh boy. I'm just thinking about Louis Gouy bars. Yeah, but that's why you have the park so we can, you know, in the forest so we can stay fit, you know. I bet like the day after Christmas, everybody's out there hiking. It's like, oh, we know what we did yesterday. We better get our butts out there.
It's good for people to plan that, like, everyone has a similar idea after the holidays. And so during the holiday season, we do have a shuttle. I will mention we have the Sequoia shuttle that's running during Christmas and New Year's. And so taking advantage of that, planning, just come in, park your car and use a shuttle so that you aren't stuck driving around the parking lot.
And just to clarify, Cynthia, right, that's the internal shuttle, not the gateway shuttle that runs from Visalia up to the park.
In Sequoia National Park in the Giant Forest area, use that shuttle system. You can go park at Wuxachi Lodge. You can park at, Wolverton. There's different large parking lots that our rangers will send you to. Use the shuttle. But also just pack your patience is one of my favorite terms during like both the busy summer seasons, but also the busy winter seasons and the holiday seasons. Is pack your patience. You're out here to have a good time. Just know it's going to be a little congested if you come on those busy holidays, and just bring your hot chocolate, bring plenty of snacks, full tank of gas, and just come ready to explore and have a good time.
One of the best ways to pack your patience during the holiday season, and that goes for airports and all of it, right? Pack cookies. And then just whenever you want to say something, just shove that cookie in your mouth. Bite of that cookie. It'll be sweet. Yes. You know, it'll be sweet. Yeah. We just take a bite of the cookie. It'll all be good. And that's, I think, you know, that's a good thing even at the family table sometimes. Just eat that cookie. It's there for a reason. I love it. I love it. Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining us again and to keep us up to date with everything that's going on in the parks, the forest, and also in Tulare County and all the amazing communities. Everyone, discoverthesequoias.com is the main website to go. It'll link you over to the different communities so you can look at the events, and it'll link you over to the park website, which is nps.gov/SEKI. And then for Visalia, go to visitvisalia.com. So ladies, thank you so much and happy holidays to you both.
Thanks to you too. We'll see you in 2024.
I know. Hey, listen, happy new year too. Woo. All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio's Vacation Station Travel and Leisure Show, brought to you by Big Blend Magazines. Keep up with us at bigblendradio.com or blendradioandtv.com. Happy travels!